Hi, and welcome to The Expansive. This is where Eric Kruger and John Sarnay explore the frontiers of personal growth, business innovation, and technology. They believe that growth and progress come from expanding our minds, exploring new possibilities, and embracing change. My name is Sean Lewitz, and you're about to listen to an expansive moment from an episode first published in February of 2023. In it, Eric and John shared tips for adaptability, resilience, and embracing new technologies. A must listen for anyone looking to thrive in the ever-changing world. Right, here's John Sarnay and Eric Kruger.
My one is this line that I apply to my whole life, and it's really helped me in my life in so many different ways, and I'm sure I've brought it up on the pod before, but it's holding strong opinions loosely. And it's this concept that whenever something new comes, instead of batting it away, rather engage with it, rather become curious about it. Now, just recently, I've got a very good friend here in Dubai, and I sent her this TikTok video of this guy who created a female athletic brand on Midjourney. So within a few prompts, he had developed a whole athletic brand with an A. It's beautiful. It really is beautiful. So I sent it to her, and she's got a branding and storytelling agency, you know, and she does some really good work for some amazing brands. And she came back to me and said, "Yo, but it has no soul." And I said, "Look what you're doing. You're fighting it. You're not engaging with it. You're not saying, where was the platform for me to go and engage with? How do I learn this new skill?" You've immediately battered it, which means you're already on the back foot, which means that some young Tom, Dick, and Harry out there can build a brand quicker than you, sharper than you. And do you think your client cares if it's got soul or not? Who says it's got soul? And so have strong opinions held loosely. Have your opinions, but when something new comes into your life, engage. And I think this is best described with Eric and I, because what Eric and I are doing is we are teaching a webinar about ChatGPT tomorrow that we don't really know much about. So what have we done is we put ourselves into the position of learning it to be able to teach it. And so what have we done immediately? What we've done is we have positioned ourselves into the position to actually be curious about it. And so really, that's what the point is. So number one is position yourself into a place where maybe you have to teach it. So that means it forces you to go into it. Eric and I have been building the presentation for tomorrow, kicking our heads in because it's like, geez, we put ourselves under so much pressure here to put this thing together. And it's new, right? So you got to learn all these new things to be able to teach it. And so yes. Strong opinions held loosely. Be curious rather than defensive. That's my point one.
Did you see the open letter that Misha Kaufman from Fiverr wrote to the New York Times?
No.
So you know what Fiverr is?
Yes, of course. Yeah.
Okay. So for those listeners who might not be familiar with Fiverr is a marketplace for freelancers, essentially, and you can go onto it. It initially started as you could get any job done for $5. That was why it was called Fiverr. But then over time, it's evolved, and now you have sort of very premium freelancers on there as well. But you go on there, and you can find anything from social media design all the way to Twitch graphic design to writing, editing, anything that you can really think of. And so yesterday, I saw this open letter that the CEO from Fiverr wrote in the New York Times, and it's called an open letter to AI. So it's very short, so I want to read it to you, but it has a perfect tie into what we're saying now. So it says, "Dear AI, as an advocate for human talent, allow me to assure you that we come in peace. You are a unique and powerful tool capable of extraordinary feats. However, after reviewing some of your work, I believe it could benefit from a human touch to avoid coming across as too robotic. I believe that's where our freelancers can help, by giving you some personality, leading to better results. When we work together, wonderful things happen, as exemplified by this letter that you helped write. Thank you, by the way. Look at us. We are already finishing each other's sentences, literally. For these reasons and more, we at Fiverr have decided to add AI categories to our catalog of services, including ChatGPT application developers, Midjourney artists, AI chatbot developers, and more. Don't worry. Follow the humans' lead, and you'll do just fine. I sincerely hope you receive this message as despite your impeccable reading skills, you still lack the ability to flip a page. Here's to a successful partnership. Yours truly, Misha Kaufman.
Wow. And that's so beautiful.
I went onto Fiverr after that.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, new category of jobs.
Yeah.
AI designers, Midjourney artists. Yeah.
Prompt engineers.
Create your own chatbots.
Yeah.
It's already there. Incredible. Okay. So that ties in very well with my second point. My second point is, I think it's important at this point in time that you do a skills audit. And it's a tricky one because what we're seeing is that there are some jobs that are very directly in the firing line. You know, there are copywriters, graphic designers. Quite obviously, they are some of the first professions that might have a bit of a harder time moving forward, right? It's quite obvious. But I think it's important for all of us to think, how will this impact us moving forward? And which of our skills might be done better by an AI at some point in the future? And so, you know, it's difficult because, like your friend, you know, there's a certain attachment that we have to certain skills or who created it or how it was created. We like to think that things like empathy and communication can only be done well by humans. But, you know, it might be true that in times to come, even from a communication point of view, because I was thinking about us and the work that we do, and it feels like, well, who can replace a keynote speaker? But perhaps some sort of digital thought leader that is way more articulate, that it pulls from millions of data points, instead of a little bit of research.
12.
And that can deliver immersive keynotes at the same time, they might be coming for you pretty soon. And a skills audit is to say, which of my skills are in the firing line? Which of my skills could be augmented? So already, you know, looking at what's available, how can I make it better? Or how could I find a better angle? So I saw an article or a tweet from Paul Graham, and he's obviously this great venture capitalist. And he said, go into ChatGPT, ask it to write you an article on whatever topic that you want to write about. Then use that as the most conventional way of thinking about this topic and write something better.
Oh, wow.
And I thought that's a cool way of also going about it, is to say, look at what AI does at the moment and ask, how do I infuse more humanity, infuse more what makes me into it? So a skills audit to do that, I think, is in order for all of us.
Very good. I like that. It's funny, you know, I don't use it like that. I vomit on a page and then ask it to fix it for me. I don't go the other way. Like, I don't ask it to come up with the idea and then I find that's not you. I want to almost like, I want to come up with an idea and let you just chisel it for me, you know? That's much better for me. Mm. Okay, that's very good. I like that skills audit. You know, that's a hard one, hey? It's a hard one to do a skills audit on yourself.
It's very tough.
It's because you can't see it really, you know what I mean? I mean, look, I'm an excellent waiter. Does anybody need? Oh, so that's a robot's going to take that as well. Shit, what am I going to do? Eric, what are you going to do, bro? What are you going to do besides be a house husband? Because you're a fantastic house husband.
Well, I'll be that, and I'll be a pro paddle player, and I'll be an expert dog sitter.
You've got a long way to go to be pro. Expert dog sitter, I'll give you. Pro, I don't know so much. Okay, let me carry on. Before we get too caught up in your paddle thing. All right.
We'll leave it right there. For the full episode, subscribe to The Expansive today. And while you're doing that, please leave us a 5-star review. Remember to find The Expansive on Instagram, LinkedIn, TikTok, and YouTube, the links to all of which you'll find in the show notes. Until the next time, stay expansive.